Welcome to the Your Own Medicine podcast. Thank you for listening. My name is Callie Klug, and I am a yoga teacher and somatic practitioner in Southern California. Your Own Medicine podcast was really created with this idea and this intention of bringing knowledge to you to access the medicine within you and within your own body. So thank you for listening. Let's go. Hello and welcome to this week's episode. I am so excited. This is a very special guest this week. So Madison is a content creator on TikTok. She is one of my favorite creators on the app. Every time she posts a new video, I get so excited because hi Daisy, I know. Because she is so funny and she does just like crazy things. So in some of her videos, she'll like go to a buffet and like stay there and eat for as long as she can until people kick her out. Or there's one where she buys $100 ice cream and eats as much of it as she can by herself. Or there's one where she spends as much time at a 24-hour gym as she can before she gets kicked out, and she ends up spending 27 hours and like walking 100,000 steps and eating like 100 grams of protein or something crazy. I don't know the stats on the protein, but just crazy stuff where she'll dress up like Grimace and go to McDonald's for like a special edition Grimace burger and just funny things that she does by herself. And there's this saying that I see a lot on TikTok that's like, they're not scared of social anxiety. Social anxiety is scared of them. And I'm like, that is literally Madison in a phrase, because this girl is just so badass. So confident to do all of these things alone. And her videos are just, I find so genuinely funny and so good-hearted. And I feel like she's really like an example of like, at one point in the interview, she says something about like, it's just fun being cringy. And it's like, when you are able to fully just let go of what people think or what you think people think, there's a really crazy freedom, I think, on the other side of that, of just like, and that doesn't look the same for everyone. For some people, they don't aspire to, you know, do these things that Madison's doing in her videos, but maybe they want to do something else, but they're too scared to do it by themselves, or they're scared of what so-and-so will think. And I just think Madison is like a really cool example of like the kind of fun things that you can do when you just don't give a shit. So I was really excited to interview her, and she talks about her process behind the videos, the ideas, the concepts, like logistics. Like, I'm like, how do you eat this much? How do you work out this long? Do you get sick? And then also just how she gets the confidence to do these kind of projects. So I hope you enjoy. It was really fun talking to her, and yeah, enjoy the episode.
So thanks for coming today, Madison. I'm so excited that you're here. Why don't you introduce like who you are and like your platform and your channel and like what kinds of videos you make?
My name's Madison, and my TikTok is UgMadison, and I just make different videos, mainly food videos of me going and eating and doing different stuff.
Yeah, and they go super viral, too.
Yeah, I never thought that that would happen, but...
Did you start creating these videos, like, for your own pleasure, or, like, what was the thought process behind just these concepts?
I've had TikTok since it was like Musical.ly for like since it first came out, and then I hit 10,000 followers on accident. And once you hit 10,000 followers, they start like paying you to make videos. But I made a video of me buying $100 ice cream because I wanted to like buy it, but then I'm like, that's kind of ridiculous. But I'm like, oh, if I make a TikTok about it, then like maybe it'll do good. And then that video went viral, and then I just kept making more videos ever since then.
Okay, wow, that's amazing. How do you, so okay, just how do you accidentally get 10K followers? I'd
Because
love to know.
just
Because,
because I had it for so long and I would only post like once a year or something, but every time I posted, it would be like it would go viral and get like a lot of views, but I just like didn't care about getting followers and stuff, so I never like really posted on it.
okay, and then you like started to monetize at 10K, and then the ice cream
Yeah,
business. Is that the one, the sugar factory one?
yeah.
The one where the girls are dancing.
Yeah, I'm the only person in the restaurant and they're like dancing for me.
Amazing. Okay, literally amazing. Okay, how did, so for that video specifically, you just like wanted to go get that ice cream and just like see what it was like to have like a $100 ice cream experience.
Yeah, because I wanted to buy it, but I hate like spending money on stuff. But then I'm like, well, maybe if I make a TikTok about it, maybe I can make $100 back off of TikTok. And then it ended up like going viral on TikTok and on Twitter and stuff.
Amazing. I think maybe that's how I saw it actually, was maybe on Twitter. And then so for your other videos, like the ones in the buffet, just like any of them, how do you come up with these concepts?
I don't know, the first time I did it, I was working at Walmart and then I wanted to go to Golden Corral breakfast, but I had to work every Saturday and Sunday and I finally had off on Sunday. So I wanted to do Golden Corral breakfast and then I just thought that I want to do something like memorable with my day. And I thought if I spend like the whole day in Golden Corral, then I would like remember that for the rest of my life. So I was planning on paying for all the meals. But then they just never charged me again, and I just sat in there all day and they never charged me. But originally, when I posted the video, I titled it Spending 12 Hours in Golden Corral, and it got like 350 views. And then I deleted it and I just retitled it, Seeing How Long It Takes to Get Kicked Out of Golden Corral. And then I got 14 million views, and like I never thought that would happen.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the Golden Corral one's pretty amazing. So did you go in with the intent of just like vlogging it for fun?
Yeah, I was just gonna make a TikTok about it, and I thought because I made like a bunch of TikToks before that, after the ice cream video went viral, I was making other TikToks, but none of them are doing that good. And now I've like deleted them off my page, but I didn't like expect anyone to even watch the Golden Corral video at all. I was just gonna do it, and then I had no idea that like it would that all that would happen.
That one's pretty funny too. Okay, so for the Golden Corral one too, let me refer to my notes because I was going through your page this morning. Is that the one where you stay there 10 hours?
I stayed there for 12 hours from 8:30 in the morning to 8:30 at night.
So they just didn't kick you out at all.
Yeah, they didn't kick me out.
Oh my God. Amazing. And my follow-up question to that is like, do you get a tummy ache?
Yeah, my stomach hurt like super bad because I went in there and I'm like, I'm gonna spend the whole day here, and then they weren't kicking me out. And like 6 hours in, my stomach hurt so bad, and I was kind of hoping they would kick me out so then I can like end the video. But then I was just sitting there, and they weren't kicking me out, and I'm like, I guess my stomach can hurt inside Golden Corral, or my stomach can hurt at home, so I guess I just keep sitting.
So, do you feel kind of like obligated to eat? Like, do you feel weird just like being there and like being on your phone?
Yeah, after like 6 hours, my stomach started hurting super bad. I started getting ice cream because you can like eat it without it like hurting your stomach and getting grapes. And I would like pick apart the grapes and like eat it super slow because I felt like if I'm sitting there, they definitely will kick me out. But I just ate like really slow and ate stuff that's not like filling.
Okay. So there's like strategy. Okay. And so do people like, how did they not kick you out? For those ones, they just don't really care.
I don't know, because at breakfast, I had three servers, and my breakfast server switched, and then I got my lunch server, and they were both like standing in the corner of the restaurant talking to each other and like looking over at me. So I knew that like they were talking about how long I've been there and like probably wanted me to leave. But then when dinner happened, then I think it was so busy during dinner that like no one even noticed anymore.
Okay. So they just kind of like change people and shifts. And I was a server for a long time too. And I feel like as long as someone's not being rude, you kind of like are like whatever.
Yeah, I try to be nice to like all the servers and give them good tips, and I don't like mess with their stuff. I try to be respectful.
Yeah. And then I saw at the end of a lot of your videos, you tip $100. That's so nice.
I always like watching like YouTube videos like that growing up where people like give people big tips and stuff, and I wanted to be able to, always wanted to be able to do that.
That's really cool. Yeah, it actually took me a lot of watch throughs before this is like revealing how much I watch your videos, but it took me a lot of watch throughs to realize like, oh, she's tipping, because your editing style is really fast paced, and I think that's what like keeps people watching, because you're like and there's like, and I didn't realize till someone put in the comments like, oh my gosh, she tipped $100, and I was like, what?
Yeah, I try to. I think that's one of the reasons why they go like viral, because it's so fast and they always have like good retention rate on TikTok if people like actually watch the whole video because it's so fast. I kind of want to make it slower, but then I know if I make it slower, like not as many people will see it.
Yeah, I like the editing style. It's kind of chaotic. It feels like kind of haphazard and put together like kind, yeah, kind of haphazard, but it seems like you have like a full strategy behind the editing. Yeah, that's cool. Okay. Oh yeah. So you do all of these by yourself, which is like amazing, and I find like very brave. I don't know if this is like ever something that's even crossed your mind, like that you're doing these things by yourself. Like, did you ever think about inviting someone, or are you just like, you just are super badass?
No, I don't
Because
think
like
about it.
I
I don't think about inviting anyone, but I don't know. I like eating by myself and doing stuff by myself. And I used to be nervous to do stuff by myself because I don't know. I just used to be nervous and like care what people thought. And then I just realized one day, like, it's not that serious. If like the waiter thinks you're weird or something, like, oh well, at least you had fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. I was telling you before we like started recording the saying like, social anxiety. She doesn't have social anxiety. Social anxiety scared of her, and I always think of that when I watch your videos, because it's, yeah, I'm just really impressed that you like. I mean, you're doing the buffet ones, but there's ones where you're like dressing up, and like, I mean, I'm just impressed. Like, I don't know, do you have a secret to those of us who have self-consciousness?
I think like if you're self-conscious to do stuff by yourself, I feel like if you think about it, like if you found out you had like 2 weeks left to live, you'd be like way more regretful of like not doing something than you would regret like someone judging you for doing something, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. So just meditate on death. No, that's legit. It's still impressive though, honestly. So I have this like in my notes, like I said, social anxiety is scared of you. Have you always been like this? Or was there like something you said like one day you were just kind of like, okay, I don't want to have regrets about not doing things because of what like the waiter will think or something like that.
I think when I was younger, up until probably like 14, I was really outgoing. Then once I got into high school, then I got like self-conscious of what people think about me. And then when COVID happened, then I had to like stop seeing people from school. And I just realized, like, again, it just hit me that, like, why do I care what people think? Like, I should just go have fun. And I realized, like, a lot of times I do stuff and I know it's embarrassing and cringy, but it makes me happy. And like, being cringy is so fun.
It really, yeah, I love that. I feel like, have you ever seen those accounts, influencers in the wild? What do you think of those?
I don't know, as long as you're not like disrespecting anyone, then just go film your video and have fun and do what you want to
Yeah, okay, cool. I like it. I see those videos of people filming influencers like doing weird stuff, or just like creators, you know, doing weird stuff. And then when I film in public, I'll get kind of self-conscious. And I'm not doing crazy. I'm not like dressing up or anything crazy. So when I see your videos, I'm just like, honestly, hats off, because it's just impressive.
Oh, I like your videos, and your videos always have good message and like helping people. And I think your stuff is like very unique than other people I've seen, and I like your perspective on stuff. So you should
Thank
keep
you. That's so nice. Yeah, I think that's why I'm drawn to your stuff too, is because like a lot of my stuff is like, how can you break out of people pleasing and like, yeah, caring what people think, you know, whether it's like your family or like the waiter or anything like that. And you're just like the full embodiment of like the amount of fun you can have when you don't give a shit. And you're just fucking funny. Like your videos actually make me crack up when I watch them.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Okay, I have some questions about logistics on some of your videos. So there's a video where you do 100,000 steps. There's another one where you work out for 27 hours and do over 100,000 steps. And then there's the video where you spend like 12 hours at Golden Corral. I'm very impressed by your eating and your ability to work out, the high amounts that you do. Can you just like tell me more?
I don't know. I didn't realize I could eat that much food until I lost 50 pounds since January, the beginning of this year. And it's a fact, when you have like less fat in your stomach, you're able to eat more food. So I didn't even realize until I lost weight that I'm able to eat a bunch of food. But I don't even like run or like do hard workouts. All I do is walk. And the video where I walked 100,000 steps in a day, it was mental part of like it being boring was harder than the physical part. But at the end, I could barely like walk anymore because my feet hurt so bad. And then I could like barely stand for like 3 weeks because every time I stood up, I would get like shooting pain in my knees, and I had to like bend down. Like if I'm brushing my teeth, I have to like bend down so my knees aren't like standing up and stuff. And then I was only sore for like 3 days after like the 27-hour gym thing.
Oh my gosh. So did you get shin splints from the first one?
No, I didn't get shin splints. I just had like a shooting pain in like the arch of like my foot, and then my knee was like tingling. Like I don't know how to explain it, but it's like weird shooting, like tingling pain in like my knees.
Like nerve pain?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And you still have that when you brush your teeth?
No, I had it for like 3 weeks afterwards. Like I'd have to like bend my, I'd be brushing my teeth and I couldn't like stand up at the sink. I'd have to like bend like my knees to like stand, because if I stood up straight, then my knee would like tingle and hurt. Like,
Wow.
I never I wouldn't recommend walking 100,000 steps in a day.
Yeah, that does not sound fun. The 27 hours at the gym was like, I remember watching that one and going like, how are you not throwing up? Because you're like also tracking your protein intake. And I was like, and those protein things are gross. Some of
I love
them.
protein stuff. That's like all my favorite food. I was like so happy to eat all that stuff. So I don't know.
Oh my goodness. It just seems like eating the protein and then working out, like I would probably throw up. So all, you don't, you're not like a, I thought maybe you had a background in like bodybuilding or weightlifting or something like that.
No, I don't have background in anything. I don't really know what I'm doing. I just go with it as it goes.
Okay, cool. Well, you had me fooled. Okay, and then I have, okay, so you just posted this video about Taco Bell bathroom. Okay, so how'd you come up with that one?
But there's this girl on TikTok, her name's The Clean Girl, but her whole account is she just goes and cleans bathrooms at fast food places, but like a lot of times they kick her out, and I love her video, so I just wanted to try it. But yeah, I was actually, I usually never get nervous to go to buffets, but I was nervous for that video because I tried calling to Taco Bell's beforehand and asking for permission, like if I can make a video there, and then they both just hung up on me and were kind of like rude about it on the phone. So then I just went to a different Taco Bell without asking, but I was like nervous because I was like, I think if I worked at Taco Bell, I would think it's funny and like, but I don't know, they might get mad at me, but I was nervous for that video.
Yeah, fair enough. Because you're like bringing your own stuff in and not just like eating the food.
Yeah.
And then in the video, it looks like they like walked in on you because the lock was broken, and that's how they found out that you were in there in the first place.
Yeah, I was only in the Taco Bell for like 5 minutes, but I went in the bathroom, and maybe like 1.5, 2 minutes after I got in there, the girl just opened the door and walked in, and she acted like it was an accident, but I feel like they did it on purpose because they could hear me like opening stuff, and there's no lock on the door. But then she started laughing and she left, and then like 1 minute later, all the employees came back to the bathroom to come and kick me out.
Like how many of them were there?
Like four.
Oh. So that she like went back and like told everyone and they were like, we gotta see this. Well, hopefully you try again, because that one was funny.
Oh, thank you.
And one thing I noticed in your comment section is like people are so supportive of like your videos. It's really sweet, actually.
Oh, I know. I got in the comments on that one, though, people kept like tagging Taco Bell and getting mad at Taco Bell.
Yeah,
And I'm like, I just want my videos to be like funny and be positive. I don't want people to like get mad at the restaurants.
I guess it's not like that. Yeah, I feel that. I feel like in general, though, do people do that normally? Like if you get kicked out of a buffet or something, will they like tag the place and
Yeah, sometimes like with Cece's Pizza, I stay there for 8 hours and there's still people that are like, how dare they kick you out? And I'm like, they let me stay for 8 hours. That's like crazy. Like in the video, I said it was a ripoff because I was just joking because I thought it's like obviously sarcastic. But I'm like, that's so nice they let me even like stay that long before kicking me out.
it went over some people's heads. That's so funny. Yeah, the Cece's Pizza one. It seems too like people, when they do kick you out, like they are kind of like they feel bad about it.
Yeah. Everyone's like, at the buffets, everyone's been nice.
Yeah. I feel like most servers probably are like, this is above my pay grade to really care about this. Yeah. And then it looks like they always feel really bad after you tip them too. They're like, oh, wait, you can stay.
Yeah.
So, which has been the best buffet so far?
I think the Fogo de Chao one was my favorite because my grandpa used to take us to Fogo de Chao like every December, take our family there for Christmas. And every year I thought it was like so fancy. And I thought they 100% would kick me out since they're so fancy there. And then I was eating my food, and one of the like waitresses is like my age, and the manager, we were across the restaurant, and the manager was like looking at her phone and looking over at me. And then they brought me this like big seafood platter for free, and they're like, "We saw how much you like seafood because my last video was me eating 108 shrimp." And I was like, "What?" Like I was just so shocked. I couldn't like I thought they're definitely gonna kick me out, and then that happened, and I was like, "That's crazy."
That is so cool. Yeah, it looked like they gave you some free stuff on that
Yeah, they
one.
gave me a bunch of free stuff. I was like, "This is like not what I expected at all."
That is so cool. That's so do you like on that note too, like do you find yourself getting recognized in public?
No, not really. It's usually like restaurants. If I'm like a regular and I go there a lot, then they recognize me just because I go in there. Then they see me on TikTok, but I don't get like recognized very often.
Okay.
Think they just recognize me because I'm like sitting in there for like 4 hours beforehand and they're like, why is this girl been here for so long?
Just from like, not from your videos, but just from you like loitering around. Gotcha. Tell me about the Chuck E. Cheese videos, because those ones are my favorite.
Those are my favorite too, but I love Chuck E. Cheese. I go to Chuck E. Cheese like once a week, even when I'm not making videos, because I love Chuck E. Cheese. And I don't know. I just love
And do you normally go alone? Man, that's so cool. I feel like I need to start doing more stuff alone because I feel like I wait for people, but.
Yeah, you should. You can just try one thing and it'll probably be like scary, but then the more you do it, you get used to it and you don't get scared anymore.
Yeah, that's true. It's like exposure therapy. Yeah. And I love the video where you're like, I'm almost like, do you know the guy who's Chucky? Because you're like giving him gifts and you're like, Chucky.
I don't know him. And then after I gave him that, he went in the back. he like took his he went in the back and took the costume off, and then he walked out without the costume on and he's holding the flowers, and I'm like, oh no, I know what Chucky looks like, the real guy that's like behind the Chucky costume.
That's so fun. Okay, and so they like know you there, right? If you go there once a week.
Yeah, I go there all the time, and I'm
Awesome.
probably like the only girl that goes to Chuck E. Cheese by herself all the time.
That's so awesome, dude. I love that. Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, that's just amazing. And then in one of the videos, don't you eat like a birthday cake?
Oh yeah, that's the sickest I ever got after any of my videos is when I ate the Chuck E. Cheese birthday cake, because I ate like maybe like 3/4 of it, and then I wanted my video to be like genuine. I only wanted to eat a Chuck E. Cheese the whole day, so then like I got hungry, but I didn't want to go back for lunch yet, so I ate the rest of the cake as like a snack. So I ate the whole entire cake, and then the whole day my stomach hurt like so bad, and that was like the sickest I ever got from any of my videos is from the Chuck E. Cheese cake.
And didn't you start with the cake too?
Yeah, for
Oh
breakfast.
God. That's hardcore and like dedication. And you went to the gym between too, right?
Yeah, and I went to the water park and stuff, and the whole day my stomach hurt like so bad.
Oh my God, that sounds horrible. Being at a water park with like a, oh, amazing. It's like you're really, it's like those shows where they like push the human body to the like the edge. That's what I feel like I'm watching.
I want to be on one of the shows. I feel like I do good at that.
Yeah, I feel like you would too. Have you applied for one of them or
No, I should though.
you should, or I feel like they'll scout you soon. Yeah. There's so many shows out there nowadays. Okay. My lo wait Oh, Dr. Cheese. Okay, the last one is just the Sugar Factory dance one. That's like probably one of my top favorites of your videos too, just because of the dance that the girls do. It's like so, they're so committed and it's so unexpected. Was it unexpected for you too? Like,
No, because I knew when you buy the ice cream, every time someone buys the ice cream, they do the dance. But I bought the ice cream, and then they told me they have a list of dancers you could pick from. But they said that they were like understaffed, so the dancers only knew that one Cardi B song. So I couldn't like pick any of the songs off the list except for Cardi B. And then they came out and they started dancing, and then I started eating my ice cream, and I thought that was it. And they came back out like 1 minute later and started singing Happy Birthday to me. And I was so confused because I never even told them it was my birthday. And I was like, that'd be crazy if I'm eating like a whole like big ice cream by myself on my birthday. But they were nice about it.
that's so funny. Yeah, they like went hardcore, and there's like sparklers and like,
I like to.
yeah, pretty cool. Okay, let me look at my notes. Did you get sick on that one? Because I feel like that one, just
No,
the
I didn't get sick from that. And I think I only ate like half the ice cream, and I could have finished it, but it didn't even like taste that good. And my mouth was like numb because I ate like half of it, and then my mouth was so cold. I'm like, I don't want to like even eat this. It's not good anymore.
Oh yeah, I didn't even think about that. So it just kind of gives you like a brain freeze after a while and like numbs you out, and then you're just like shoveling it like cold.
Yeah, I was just sick of it. I like how at buffets there's like different types of stuff you can eat. It's like boring just eating like this huge bowl of ice cream.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've heard if there's like multiple different kinds of foods, you're like more able to eat more because it's like different textures and flavors and like visuals, whereas if it's one thing, you're like, so what is it? Psychologically, you get satisfied faster. Yeah, makes sense. So I'm guessing you're not lactose intolerant.
No.
Okay, I'm very lactose intolerant, and that video like gives me a little bit of anxiety. Okay, my last question is like just what do you do when people kick you out?
Well, when they kick me out, then I'm just like, okay, and then I just usually tip them and then I leave. But I don't know. I just try to be like nice about it, but
And it sounds like sometimes you're kind of like wanting them to kick you out. If you're like, if you've eaten enough, you're like, please put me out of my misery.
Yeah, I want them, like, a lot of times then my stomach will hurt because I eat so much food, and then I kind of hope they kick me out. But then I also, like, want the video to be entertaining, and I'm like, I want to, like, stay as long as possible for, like, the video to, like, be better. But
Gotcha. Yeah, makes sense. The double-edged sword of content creation. Cool. Well, that's all that from me. That's all my questions. Do you have any last like thoughts or
you want to start like making videos and podcasting?
I started I think like around 2019, I became a yoga teacher and I wanted to like start a business because I was going to school for business and I was like thinking I was going to be in corporate, but then I didn't really want to do that. So I was like, if I can like start a business that actually makes money and I can like support myself, then I can not like, do 9 to 5 corporate. So that's when I like got really into like making videos because I was like trying to stay out of corporate America. So yeah, that's how I started. And here we are.
Your like favorite video that you've made?
I don't know. I'm doing a series right now on anger. I've just made like a bunch of them, but I haven't posted them yet. But I feel like those are cool. It's always like the really unexpected ones that actually resonate with people. Like, I don't know if you feel that too. Like, I'll make one and post it as like an afterthought, and then it'll like do really well.
I like the video about your dog. Your dog's so cute.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, Daisy. Yeah, she's the cutie. I like that one too. Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Madison, for taking the time to like humor me and just answer the questions and like share about your process and your like philosophy on doing these videos. Yeah, it's honestly like I know it's kind of like lighthearted, but it's genuinely inspiring because it's like, well, if she can do this stuff by herself, like I can at least go do, go see a movie by myself or
Oh, thank you. That makes me happy.
yeah, I think I really like your content. It's very positive. So, yeah, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. That's all for today for the Your Own Medicine podcast. Thank you so much for listening. These episodes do come out pretty sporadically, so if you'd like to be notified each time a new episode comes out, please subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And you can always follow my journey along, which I always post when a new episode comes out on my social media, TikTok and Instagram at Kelly Klug Yoga. And feel free to keep in touch. You can also check out my website at kellyklugyoga.com. Thanks for listening and see you next time.